have been following, you know, I mean, we've went from alpha, beta, epsilon, we're now in delta, and we've got a gamma, you know, there are variant concerns, each one being just a little bit different. We're aware that this delta variant was first identified in India in December of 2020, first detected in the U.S. in March. One thing that the CDC says, you know, that I really want to encourage folks is so far studies suggest that the current authorized vaccines work on the circulating variants, and that includes the Delta variant. So they're continuing to monitor this. The numbers that, you know, that I got as of the 27th of this month, it looks like they've noted about 84 separate counts of the Delta variant. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't more, because these are just, they only sample a certain amount of those positives that come in. You know, there's going to be a certain amount of those that they can pick up on, that they might test for those variants and that kind of thing. But Alpha is the most common, and that's the first one that was originally in the United Kingdom. We heard that one, that B117, but yeah, the Delta, you know, and I anticipate, you know, that we're going to see other variants. They seem to spread more easily and quickly than the other variants, these particular six. So, you know, it's important to really, truly consider the vaccine to hopefully, you know, as we've said all along, the vaccine doesn't cure you from COVID, but it can certainly minimize the effects of COVID. So, all of the indications from the studies and information that we're receiving from both IDPH and CDC seem to bear that truth out.